Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar, and I'm actually here with Vinnie Verga at the Flooring America Convention in Nashville, Tennessee, at the Gaylord Convention Center. And he's agreed to talk to me for a little bit and also talk to you guys about what's going on at the Flooring America Convention. So how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fantastic, Kemp. Thanks for having us, too. We appreciate it.
Sure. Well, thanks for inviting me up to the meeting. Before we get started talking about the meeting, though, let me just ask you a quick question. How is the membership, the Flooring America membership, faring in this current economic situation?
Actually, our members are doing extremely well. If you talk to people who are inside the industry, right now the average seems to be down about 16 points. Our members are actually only down 5 points on average. So we're beating the industry by about 11%. So we're very happy for our members. Of course, we'd rather be up, but in the environment, they're doing well. And what's interesting is some members who are doing exceedingly well by featuring strong programs are actually up 15, 20, 22, 25 points, which in this kind of economy is just outstanding.
Well, let me actually go down that little side street for a minute. So you actually have members in Flooring America and their business is up considerably. Can you tell me what are a couple of the secrets you see that they're doing that makes them successful like that?
Well, one of the things is we launched our Vision Showroom at our winter convention. So members who have the Vision Showroom are seeing about a 20% increase over same-store sales. So that's just been phenomenal for those members. In addition, we have a lot of members who are really focusing on our marketing tools using long-term financing. And that seems to be the one thing that's really been ringing the bell for our members extremely effectively.
All right. I think that last time you and I spoke was about this Vision Showroom. So give me just a couple, just remind us real quick what that's about.
Vision Showroom is a project that took us about 4.5 years to build. We basically started by throwing out all the old assumptions about what a floor covering showroom should look like. We brought in outside experts, we brought in our best members, and we looked all around the industry for leading examples of outstanding retailers. And we basically built a model store from the ground up. So the outside of the store, literally the planters that sit in front of the store, the glass, the signs, everything that's inside that store has been thought about and developed to work holistically in order to drive sales for women customers ages 35 to 65.
Remember that now. And actually, if the listener wants to hear more about that, they can go to the archive and actually type in Vinny's name, and it'll come up, and you can hear all about that. I think it's the last time we did an interview. So let me ask you another thing. You know, when the economy is soft like this, sometimes you'll see a shift either in the price points that consumers are looking for or the product mix. Are you seeing that out there at all?
You know, it's interesting. We're seeing a little bit of a shift, but actually for us, we're seeing a shift towards better quality goods. It seems like some of the people who actually have the money to invest today are people that are looking for better quality. They're willing to invest more money, and they're pretty stable in their finances. So that's a nice move for our members. We're seeing our average price go up.
All right, so your average price for a carpet is that? Can you give me that number? Is that in the mid-20s or...?
We used to be, the artificial barrier. There used to be many times people had a hard time selling over $19 a yard, and we've blown by that quite a while ago. So we're in the mid-20s easily.
Okay, great. And from a mix standpoint, are you seeing, some people have told me that they're seeing a shift back toward carpet since it's a more affordable flooring surface. Are you seeing that at all?
Well, because I think we really target middle-quality customers and better-quality customers, we're not really seeing that so much. I would imagine that might be happening in lower markets, for example, someone who's catering to entry-level customers or first-time homeowners. But in our market, we're not seeing that at all.
You know, with all the push that you're getting from the manufacturers about sustainability, let me ask you, since you're close to the customers, you talk with your members and their deal every day with a consumer. Is the consumer tuned into this green movement yet?
You know, it all depends on where you go in the country, Kemp. I mean, if you go out to certain parts of the country, Wisconsin, for example, if you go out in parts of California, Seattle, she's very in tune with it. But in other parts of the country, it really hasn't gotten any wind underneath its wings yet. I think it's going to take some time. But we're very committed to green. We've got a large stable of products which are green. And we talk quite a bit with our members about what they can do, not only to have green products, but also to have green showrooms and how they run their business. We believe it's a matter of time before it breaks into the mainstream.
Well, let's talk about this show. Let's see now. Give us an update. When it comes to Flooring America and Flooring Canada, how many members do you have now?
We have 600 storefronts in the United States and Canada. And in fact, in the last year, we've added 57 stores. So we're on quite a tear.
Okay, that is good. And so even though the economy is down, you're actually having people that are continuing to add or come on board to the program.
That's right. People are looking for ways to be more profitable, to have protection, to be aligned in such a way that they have the kind of buying power and the scale they need. And a lot of them are finding clearly that Flooring America and Flooring Canada offer them all of those things and many more.
Actually, we can validate what kind of what you're saying. We just did our retailer research project, and it's actually featured in our July issue. And we asked people in the, we asked the retailers who respond, and we had a good number of respondents. How many were associated with a buying group, and they're more this year than they were last year.
That makes sense.
So, Vinny, if somebody's interested in joining the Flooring America organization, would they go to your website, or how would they get in touch with you?
Well, they certainly can go to flooringamerica.com or flooringcanada.com, or they can call our offices at 1-800-450-7595.
All right, so let me ask you now, as a when people come to this meeting here in Nashville, obviously, you're rolling out new programs. Can you give us a couple of highlights of some of the key programs you're rolling out?
You know, our focus is, we certainly have some new programs at this show, but really our biggest focus is in how we're going to help our members. And so what we've been explaining is how members can achieve success by turning our vision, our plan that we've built with our members, into action. And we're really focused on three key areas. The first is how we drive more sales traffic into our members' business, which right now, during this economic time, is critical. And we've got a variety of different ways that we're helping them bring significantly more traffic in. The next is we want to make sure that we leave no member behind in our quest for sales excellence. One of the challenges for most retailers today is, as they get traffic in the door, how much of that traffic are they converting into actual customers? So we're putting a big emphasis on making sure we maximize our ability to turn traffic into actual customers. The last part is making sure that our members don't forget about the profit. A lot of times, when things get tough, our knee-jerk reaction is to drop prices and give away the store. And nothing can be further from the truth of what we need to do if we're going to have the profit we need to reinvest in our future. So we're trying to explain the things we need to do to be competitive, but yet also make sure that we maximize our profit potential so we have long-term staying power. So those are really the key elements of what we're focused on at the event. And then in and around that, there are different programs that support each one of those initiatives or areas.
And as far as the number of people, the attendance, I mean, you've got a pretty good turnout, right?
We do. We have over 86% of our membership here, which is outstanding.
And attendance is not mandatory. I mean, there's not like a fine if you don't come, is there?
Well, I wouldn't go quite that far, but regardless, it's an outstanding turnout. So there are some requirements for attendance inside our membership agreements.
Okay, that's great. Today is the last day of the meeting. What's in store today for your meeting?
We have general session in the morning. We've got some outstanding speakers talking about ways that members can improve their profitability and also improve their closing ability. Then we go into rolling breakouts, where we're going to delve into different areas of the business. One of them is how to market more effectively, including how to use internet tools. One of them is about an exciting opportunity and how to leverage the internet to get new customers. And another is on how to use a tool in order to tag their showroom and price their showroom floor. Then in the afternoon, we have a general session, and then we wrap up. We're having a big celebration. We're very proud national sponsors of the Go Red for Women movement from the American Heart Association, and we'll be featuring a big event. We've got Craig Morgan, who's a country music star, Danielle Peck, and one of our own members, Robert Ivy, who has a fantastic country band, will be playing here, and we'll be raising money for Go Red. In fact, we'll have over a $75,000 donation for them.
Well, it sounds like a very interesting day. I think I'll must hang out forward and see, watch it transpire. I really appreciate you spending time with our listeners today. We've been talking to Vinny Verga, who's the president of Flooring America, and I'm Kemp Haar with FloorDaily.net.